Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is, before his crucifixion, the Lord clearly explained the essence of the blessings of the new covenant, the first blessing, part 1. John 14, 16-19 tells us that the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us. So has the Father and the Lord. We need to frequently look at the Lord attentively. He helps our hearts to be alive. Psalms 22:22 reads, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The Lord continuously reveals the Father's name in our hearts and praises Abba through us in the meetings. When two or three gather in His name, His special presence will be with us. The Lord gives us life in our hearts and nourishes us. He has become our daily help.
John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. It's so precious that the Holy Spirit forever dwells with us and is in us. The Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are one. They're inseparable. Therefore, the Spirit of the Father and the Lord are also in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ lives in us. John chapter 14, verse 18 reads, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. The Lord will come to us, to our hearts. I see Him every day. That's why I told you to behold the Lord and to realize that He's in glory and in our hearts at the same time. Song of Solomon makes many references to eyes. It's so precious that our eyes overwhelm Him. When we love the Lord, our minds will be on Him as well. The eyes of a dove always focuses on its companion. Similarly, we fix our love gazes on Him. Behold and look upon Him. Therefore, our eyes are very important when beholding Him. Our minds will be on Him. We will be able to see our relationship with Him. When we attend to Him, our hearts will be at peace without disturbance. We'll also be more in tune to His will and guidance. The last part of John chapter 14, verse 18 reads, Because I live, you also will live. When He comes to us, He helps our hearts. He doesn't only dwell in us, He also causes us to be alive. The saints in the Old Testament had God's Spirit in them as well. But the difference is, the Holy Spirit could leave them. It's not the same as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit nowadays. He dwells in us forever. The author of Psalm 119 mentions 8 times that God gives him life. He treasured not only God's words, but also his heart's relationship with God. He wanted life in his heart. You should know whether you have life in your heart, or if it's dry and in despair. Apart from Him, we'll be like a withered branch. Psalm 22 talks about the Lord's crucifixion. He endured the greatest pain. Yet it's very precious that the first sentence spoken by the Lord was, my God, why have you forsaken me? We'll never fully understand what happened amidst the Trinity God and the suffering that's endured. Later in the psalm, it talks about the victory of the Lord. God would answer him. God would deliver his soul from the sword and the mouth of the lion. I think this relates to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God. The Lord was able to endure the pain on the cross with the help of the Holy Spirit. Being without blemish, he offered himself to God, and he accomplished the perfect salvation. He had offered for all time a single sacrifice. He endured great suffering and gained great victory. The Father had answered him, and the church appeared. I will tell of your name to my brothers. So precious that we're the top priority in his heart when he went to the cross. After his suffering, he immediately talked about us. We're the reason why he went to suffer on the cross. And he gained the victory. I will tell of your name to my brothers. This was the first time he called the disciples brothers. He's the firstborn. We're co-heirs with the Lord and will inherit all with him. Furthermore, this is a life union. He's not ashamed to call us brothers. Isn't it so precious? In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. The congregation is this assembly. David wrote Psalm 22 about 3,000 years ago. It's a psalm of prophecy. He prophesied that he would praise God in the congregation, which is the church meeting. How does the Lord praise Abba now? The Lord dwells in us and shows us the preciousness and love of the Father. The Lord continues to reveal the Father, so we will praise the Father. When we see the preciousness of the Father, we voice out our praise to him. The Lord praises Abba through us and with us. When two or three gather in his name, his special presence will be with us. Today, we enjoy his special presence. He's also in our hearts. He reveals about Abba and opens his heart to us. He speaks to us and reveals his words. And his special presence is with us. When we gather in his name, put him as our center, he'll be in our midst. In addition to living in our hearts, his special presence is with us. This 3,000-year-old prophecy has been fulfilled. When the Lord cried out, "It's finished," the fruit of salvation has come upon us. What the Lord spoke that night has been fulfilled on us. The Lord's more than a historical figure. His words didn't just come to pass. He's more alive than anyone. He's the eternal God. He lives in your heart. He can uplift us from any situation. And he gives us life. He's the eternal life. All forms of life come from him. He becomes our glorious life in us. And he can help us every day. We can't leave him for any length of time. Not even for a blink of an eye. Apart from him, we can't do anything. We'll stay in sins and won't be able to rise again. He's the true vine, and we're the branch. We need to be united with him and in him. The branch needs nourishment from the vine, or it'll die. In the same manner, he nourishes us and we live. We all know that a branch will wither and die when it breaks off from the plant.